And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump has paused all military aid to Ukraine effective immediately, which signals a pretty dramatic shift in this country's approach to the conflict. After sending nearly $66 billion under the previous administration, the White House is explaining they're simply focused on peace and reviewing aid to ensure it contributes to an actual solution. The American education system continues its downward spiral as a Connecticut honors student is suing her school district for graduating her, despite her being functionally illiterate. A girl who received a scholarship to the University of Connecticut testified that after 12 years in Hartford Public Schools, she cannot read or write, and rather than fixing the problem, the school pushed her through the system, even awarding her honors status. Attorney General Pam Bondi is taking direct action against DEI mandates in legal education by warning the American Bar Association to immediately abandon requirements for law schools to demonstrate diversity and inclusion commitments. Her letter made clear that such mandates violate civil rights laws and the Supreme Court's ruling against affirmative action, stating bluntly that the Department of Justice stands ready to take every action necessary to prevent further abuse. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats blocked legislation protecting women's sports from male competitors, despite 79% of Americans supporting such protections. First Lady Melania Trump made her first solo Capitol Hill appearance advocating for the Take It Down Act, which would criminalize revenge porn and deep fake pornography. The bill has already passed the Senate unanimously, but has stalled in the House. And the First Lady didn't mince words about the partisan obstruction, noting the conspicuous absence of Democratic leaders. And 10 scholars are fighting back after their studies on abortion pill dangers were retracted for seemingly political reasons. Of course they were. Their research, which showed emergency room visits following chemical abortion spiked 500% from 2002 to 2015, and was cited by a federal judge who suspended FDA approval of mifepristone. The scientists argued that the publisher discriminated against them based on their beliefs, not their methodology. Meanwhile, Presbyterian Hospital in Albuquerque is forcing ultrasound technicians to participate in abortions or risk termination, a clear violation of federal conscience protections. The American Center for Law and Justice has stepped in, reminding the hospital of protections under the Civil Rights Act and the Church Amendment. In a culture increasingly hostile to faith-based convictions, Christians in healthcare find themselves having to choose between their livelihoods and their most fundamental beliefs. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.